two Fridays ago, I was going for my daily run. I do about 3 miles a day around my neighborhood and our area. When I came across a dog who looked just disheveled and hungry, I immediately recognized her from posters that are plastered all around our neighborhood. I've seen these posters for about a month and honestly thought the dog was gone for good because they just became so prevalent. The reward has gone up steadily from $250 when I first noticed it and is now at $1,000. She was really thirsty, so I gave her all the water that I had on me, and she pretty much followed me home. It's been almost 3 weeks now, and I'm really falling in love with this dog. I can see why this family is offering $1,000 for her. Truth be told, I could really use the money. My hours have been cut drastically since the virus hit, and money is super tight, and this feels like a blessing. I know it's a really terrible thing to do to accept this reward, but honestly, I kind of want to keep her. She's such a good girl, house trained. She knows how to sit, stay, paw, roll over. She would honestly make the perfect pet, and I wouldn't have to deal with the destructive puppy stage, which has kept me from getting a dog of my own. I know I wouldn't be able to walk around the neighborhood, but I have a big backyard, and I really don't want to be judged, but I'm close to keeping her, but I also want to keep an eye on the posters because this reward went up from $250, and I might be able to get it up even higher.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now you can start your judging. I will say it's a no-name.
Right. You're now holding the dog hostage.
It's not holding it hostage, but that is a pretty, pretty crappy
thing to do. Yeah.
Which part? Keeping it or trying to get the reward?
Oh, I was talking about the dogs. You can't keep the dog.
You can't keep the dog.
You can't. Yeah, right. That's not going to happen. Like, you can say it all you want to. You're not keeping the dog.
You know how wrong that
but,
is.
Right. That's terrible. But holding on to it so the reward could go up higher?
Right.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Are you allowed karma-wise to even take the reward?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily. I right. understand that he's having a hard time. So I get like, you really have to push the money on me in order for me to take it.
Wait, though. You talking about
the reward.
Wait, when he gives the dog back?
Yeah, I'm just not like that. I don't like taking money from people. You'd really, have to push the money on me. Like,
you take the reward.
No, I mean, I really wouldn't. I really wouldn't. Because you don't know what that family is going through.
If you found a dog.
Yeah.
If somebody's offering a reward, they got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody get kidnapped, ain't nobody going to just say, hey, $5 million reward unless they got $5 million.
People are desperate, though.
Oh, no.
Because you don't know what they're going through. They could be going through the same exact struggles. I don't know. Money is weird. If I was walking and I found the dog, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily ask for any money, but even if there were signs
everywhere.
But no,
they posted it, though. They said, like, hey, you give me my dog, I give you money. Like,
I
mean, that's an exchange.
I know. But for him to keep this and then keep the dog even longer just to see if it'll go up to $1,500, $2,000.
I didn't know that this was going to go that way. I thought the reward was just a given thing.
It was just
I thought we was keeping
number.
The money. I thought we was keeping the money. I know. Of course you're going to get the dog back because that's how you get the money.
Well,
you
of course
don't keep the dog.
You're going to fall in love with the dog the more time you spend with it. There's a reason why there's all these signs up around the neighborhood.
It's going to be harder and harder. He said, what, almost 3 weeks now?
Yeah.
It's going to be harder and harder for him to give that dog back the longer it goes.
You can adopt your own older dog, by the
now
way.
Now you're buying dog food.
Yeah.
Now you don't name
sleeping
the dog.
Together.
How about you go to the dog store to buy stuff and you bump into the neighbors?
Oh, God.
That's in there.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just karma. But just so I'm clear, Davi.
Yes.
If you take the dog back and they hand you the reward, are you keeping it?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Really?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Even
all
if
right.
you just found the dog, it's not like you're the Ace Ventura
that's
pet
what the
detective
was
here.
For finding the dog.
Right. That's what I thought.
That's
I was
what
like,
the poster
I
says.
Thought this was all like given thing.
You just sound really selfish.
How?
I
saved this dog from potential death.
And now you're keeping it for 3 weeks.
Almost lost his life. Shay is on the phone. Hey, Shay, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, Shay.
Hey, good morning, Orlando and the crew.
Good.
Hey.
Now you heard the disagreement in here. You keeping this money?
Heck yeah, I'm keeping the money. I found the dog.
It's
a lost dog, and you found it, so you deserve the money. It's not like you went over there and stole the dog and waited for a reward to be put out. You literally stumbled upon the dog, and is a reward out for it. Return the dog, take the money. You need the money. I don't agree with him keeping it to jack the price up. No, that's wrong.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, that's pretty janky.
Dog sitting there living up the life. I appreciate it, Shay. John is on the phone. John.
What's up?
All right, now, we got a little bit of a disagreement in the room about this money situation. Is it going to, like, be an offense if these people hand you a grand?
Hey, I'm going to keep it 100,000% narrative. You tripping, and the reason why I say this is because even though they're offering $1,000 during this loan time, that already shows, man, these people got that bag, and that $1,000 is nothing compared to what they do to get the dog back. So you better take that money, go get your hand nails done, or do whatever. Thank
you,
man, for real.
Bro, I got you. I appreciate it, fam. Dog, listen.
You don't know what the monetarily the family is going through.
If you're offering, if you're offering $1,000, you got it.
They're desperate. That's why it starts at $250, then it goes to $500, and then it's been 3 weeks. They're desperate. Do you think that they want to spend $1,000? No, but they're willing to because it's a family dog.
I tell you what, Meredith. I've been around the family members that don't have $1,000, and you know what they don't do?
What?
They don't put up signs saying they got $1,000. Just to let you know.
I just feel bad for them.
Let's see. Wait, Alexis is on the phone. Hey, Alexis.
Hello.
Now let me ask you this now. Do you think that you should take the money if they offer it to you? You give the dog back and they say, here's the reward. Would you keep it?
Negative. Nope. I'm with Meredith 100%.
Stop it.
There you go.
Yeah, because it's true. You don't know what that other family is going through. And, I mean, you could easily say that, yeah, they have the money, but you don't know what they did to pull that money together just to get their animal back.
Right.
They could have had that animal for 20 years, you know, and that's a big deal for a lot of people. And just to take somebody's animal, I don't know, I don't agree with it.
I'm not saying take somebody animal. I think we all agree that's the jankiest thing of this whole email.
Yeah.
But so, you know, hopefully if the person is listening, they know that that's not an option. But I'm just saying that there's a standard business exchange going on here. I mean, we've seen people put up.
I would be like, hey, you know, how about you grab me dinner tonight? You know, that way you still get something out of it for doing a good deed. But $1,000 is $1,000. You know what I mean? So maybe take like $100 and be like, hey, buy me dinner for the family for the week. Okay, whatever the case may be. You know, that way everybody gets a little bit of something and everyone's happy.
Hey, Alexis, how many dogs you got?
Oh, I only have one now, but I've had plenty.
Right, I was about to say, this kind of screaming that you a dog.
Animal lover.
You mad?
My dog is like my absolute best friend. I mean, I've always rescued dogs before, and this is the first time that we actually spent a lot of money on a dog. So if my dog goes missing, I will do everything I can to pull a reward together to get him to be safe. So if somebody does that to me, I don't know. I don't agree with it.
After pulling all that together, just know as soon as you reach it out there to give them that reward, they keeping that thing. Just to let you know, okay? Don't think they kind like you. They keeping it, all right, sweetie?
Or jack that price up, one or the other.
Exactly. Thank you, Alexis.
No problem. Y'all have fun.
Yo, man.
You wouldn't keep it.
I would keep
you
the
would
money.
You would not. If someone handed you a $1,000 check like that and you saw the little kids so happy and excited and the family super.
How we get to the little kids?
I'm just saying.
You're building this up a little too much. Listen, I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
But if I got your dog and I'm like, hey, I found your dog, and they're like, oh, my God, here's the reward. Now I can give the reward to the SPCA.
Right.
I could do whatever.
Oh, now we're donating it?
Hell no. I'm just saying it out loud so you can understand that I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get it.
That's their stimulus check.
Yeah, if somebody handed me a $1,000 check for their dog, I'd be like, you couldn't have done cash.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.